Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. This show is about illuminating the very real truth. We all have gifts to offer, and we are born with them. And with that said, I am delighted to have you listening and participating. I am very honored to share with all of you a dream that I had last night. So I invite you to get comfy and cozy wherever you are and receive from this whatever you're meant to. So my first glimpse after all the dust had settled around me was of a young boy, the age of 7, standing in front of me. He wore sandals on his feet as the dirt from the road seemed to hitch a ride all the way up to his knees. I was in a foreign land. Looking around, I immediately realized all the buildings were demolished. Nature seemed to abandon the landscape as well. He held his hand out to me with half a smile. I could see his gentle heart was full in stark contrast to his depleted aura. We held hands. I immediately recognized he was a very old soul. No words were exchanged. Only a quiet pulse as our heartbeats aligned. We walked together. I welcomed the dirt as it immediately wrapped around my legs and, not unlike a pronounced puff of introduction, encompassed us both. He looked up at me, his eyes beautiful black with the depth of unending knowledge. I felt extreme peace and relief emanating from this child as our connection amplified. He wore shorts and a top, which I could see at one time were very white, but now a brown color spoke on behalf of his association to the land. I felt a breeze which caused me to close my eyes as the dirt and dust joined in the dance. I laughed out loud, getting a mouthful of dirt that simply dissolved into light. He giggled quietly. As we walked, I felt he was taking me somewhere. I honored his silence, knowing that soon all would be revealed. As the streets twisted and turned, our hands continued the centered connection. The breeze, the dirt, the sparseness, it all seemed to complete this entourage of details that somehow seemed to follow us. He began to walk slower, his thoughts and energy far out in front of him, almost in anticipation of where we were about to arrive. As we turned the corner, he let go of my hand and pointed. Sprawled out in front of us, my eyes set upon row and row of mounds of dirt, making it an above-ground graveyard. As my eyes adjusted, I then noticed each soul sitting on top of their site. Just then, the boy yelled, "You tell her!" I quickly called upon the Hall of Records, which revealed to me that man, woman, and child buried here were all from different belief systems. I found myself breathing deeply, feeling a strong sense that this group, quote-unquote, had a message of great importance. I looked at the boy, realizing that in that moment we hadn't even exchanged names. With that thought, as if he had heard me, he looked up and love poured from his heart. Names and titles were not necessary. Words were not needed. For being in the present moment, telepathic communication spoke volumes where words could not convey. I closed my eyes and met myself in the center of my heart. I heard the boy tell me he felt powerlessness over all the violence. His heart was so open. All he felt was deep sadness. He felt pressured to participate in the violence in all sorts of emotional and mental ways, of feeling protectful of his family and at the same time feeling a deep sadness for all. His heart remained open through the violence, unable to close it or lock it down. He threw a rock, and it hit another person, and immediately he felt the pain in his own body. As the violence continued around him, he attempted to turn sadness into anger, just to be able to understand or have a glimpse of understanding of the chaos around him. And once again, he felt the searing pain he caused another on and within himself. It was then that each and every being began to speak. Listen to us. We are some of the people that have lived and died in violence. It's not the way. We gave life to it, and that's not the reason for being. We see clearly now that a return to peace requires abandoning the offering of violence and instead becoming the embodiment of higher love. If rather than focusing our rage and intense anger on each other, we had taken that emotional fuel to our heart's wisdom and waited, we would have become transformed by the intensity of peace instead of what once owned us, that being rage, fear, and anger. We want our brothers and sisters to know this awakening, this ascension, this quickening involves all beings. Be mindful that to cause harm to one or more, you will feel the result of that harm to yourself and those you love. In the same way, the love you give will be amplified. You and your loved ones will feel that love as well. If we had known that there would come a time where choosing peace would create more peace, if we had understood, if we had listened to our ancestors or looked into their history, we could have chosen differently. If we not were led by our emotional bodies, not even our minds, but instead the wisdom of our hearts. So we ask you from our hearts as we sit upon our graves, please tell our brothers and sisters their lives and the ones of their loved ones have a chance now greater than before because they have the support of those on earth and those beyond to choose differently. As they finished speaking, the child fell to the ground, explaining to me that for too long he was the only one that could hear and see them, and he kept calling out, asking for help to get the message released. He wept in happiness and relief as I held his little body and rocked him in my arms. He eventually fell fast asleep with a look of peace on his face that I knew, and he knew, was not there since the day he was born. So I had that dream last night, and I am honored to share with you not only its profound invitation of contemplation, but its profound message. And as always, if it resonates, make it your own in your own life. But know that in the dream, there are parts that I want to touch on. One being that I took notice that in the dream, when I arrived, looking around, I immediately realized all the buildings were demolished and nature seemed to abandon the landscape as well. That to look around and see in your own life or in the world that there is a place or a people or, again, a person or a situation in your own life that seems to have very little life in it, that seems to have given up or turned towards negativity, fear, and a lack of wisdom, that most likely the landscape of that mental person or of that place or of that situation has disconnected from itself. And possibly, if it's a situation that involves people on earth, whoever they are, whatever their belief is, wherever they are and however they live, that if they feel disconnected or they feel passionate in connecting with something that involves violence and chaos and pain and hurt, demolishing one person so that another can stand, that there is great imbalance in that, and that most likely the emotion of what they're feeling is fueled by the emotion of their present experience, or maybe the experience of grief, loss, panic, anger, fear of the relatives in the family they were born into. And so know this, that this dream, quote-unquote, this group of beings that from all different walks of life that had passed over and now were sitting on their graves reaching out because they went to the other side, realizing that in their law of universal will, their universal law of free will, that they came back to assist those still physically present and alive to choose differently, to choose a different route, and to remember that that's still an opportunity, and to also speak on behalf of the ascension process or the quickening, that we are not alone in this process, that whether you believe in the ascension or you believe in the quickening or whether or not you even are interested in contemplating that, what I'm referring to is if in your life things seem faster, time seems faster, you don't feel like you have much space between contemplating something and taking action, your life seems sped up, very small, opportunities for a deep breath in between one action or another. That you're not alone in this, that you are part of a mass consciousness and you are part of a dimension of form, which means not just humanity, but plant life, nature, and beings of all forms. All forms, not just those recognized by humanity, but beings of all forms reside here for their purpose, their higher purpose, and the outcome of that choice. In the dream, I noticed that the breeze, the dirt, the sparseness, it all seemed to follow us, myself and this boy. It all seemed to be participating in this journey that this dream led me on. And so I invite you to recognize and realize that you are not alone. This quickening, this ascension, means that things have sped up, and not only for humanity, but for Mother Earth, for the elements, for Mother Nature, and that everything is connected and interconnected. And so if the people around you are not fueling strength for you or fueling or even mirroring a different choice for you, I invite you to look at nature and to look at the sky nation, the earth plane, and all different forms around you, and just stand in the light of the possibility that reaching out to nature, to an old growth tree, to a river, to a breeze, and asking to receive the power of the infinite presence of the intelligence of peace that resides within those aspects, to be available to you in your present life, your dream state, and your awakened state. You know, to have a group of individuals, to have a mass consciousness, and have different belief systems, to have different emotional attachments, etc. When we're dealing with a dimension of duality, of the illusion of separation, it is easier to acquire your separation and draw your line in the sand, so to speak, of where you belong and where you think others don't. But when we're in a process of quickening, where the ability to even draw that line is no longer there, and the desire to draw that line actually communicates to the universe a whole different version of who you are and where you are in that moment, creating a result different than it would have in the past, meaning that your desire to create separation due to either fear or an attachment to false power, falsehood, I call false power temporary power, and if you're looking for power in this lifetime, in this form, meaning in any lifetime, if you're looking for power over, that is false power. It is temporary. So if you're looking for that, but you are doing that now in the year 2012, as things are quickening and they are either aligning or they are not, and you are part of the solution for yourself, or you choose differently. And so your belief systems, if they are not offering you a support system or a feeling of community, a feeling of oneness, a feeling of peace, a feeling of well-being, and if they are, but when you see another belief system or another individual that is different than your belief system or where you reside, and all of a sudden that feeling of well-being, that feeling of great peace within is gone as quickly as your eyes rest upon something different than you, then I invite you to question the truth, or possibly for you, the strength of continuum in that belief system. And is it peace for all, or is it just peace for one? You know, as we move forward in this quickening, in this ascension process, there was a moment in the dream where I realized that this boy, this magnificent child, and I had not exchanged names. And with that thought, I heard his response, and his response was a pouring forth of love from his heart. And there will come a time where a person's name, a person's title, what a person has to offer, what they don't, what a person looks like, where they come from, etc., will no longer have the imprint or the effect upon you, or possibly the mass consciousness, it had at one time. For at the heart and at the heartbeat of one individual resides the heartbeat of all individuals. And so remember that the next time you look into the eyes of a quote-unquote stranger or a quote-unquote person that holds a different opinion than you, that their heartbeat is beating just like yours is. They are breathing just like you are breathing. Remember that. As we move forward in this dream, this child shared with me that he was so open, his heart so open in this time of great chaos and violence, that he struggled to even understand it. He struggled to embrace it and to feel fueled by it emotionally. He was so open that in the depths of his heart, all he felt was deep sadness for all, including his family, but for all, including the landscape, including the demolished buildings, including even the dust around him, because he saw the infinite importance and nature that in the speck of dust or in the grain of sand, there are tiny, infinite particles that matter and create that huge body of work called sand and the huge body of work called dirt. And those elements even matter to him. The displacement of everything, he felt it deep within his being. And most importantly, he felt it did not need to be that way. And so when he tried out of being forced or the pressure to become like everyone else, to protect his family, he was told was to cause violence and to cause harm. And so he tried, and what he experienced as an ascended being, even in, as a child with an open heart, as he threw the rock and it hit the person, he felt the pain in his own body, in his mind, and in his heart. Not only was there no separation, but it was to the degree that to truly protect his family, he felt that to not add to the violence or add to the chaos was to help in the smallest of ways to hold that grain of sand and that piece of dirt in the palm of his heart by holding peace. And if he was the only one holding that peace in a sea of people creating chaos, then he felt it was more that he could do for that chaos than become a part of it. And I know that he tried. In the dream, there were those sitting on their graves talking about and sharing that they lived and died in violence. They lived and died for their people, for each other, and even for themselves. Some even believing wholeheartedly that that would offer them a result. And instead, they returned to this dimension. They said, we gave life to it, and it is not the way. It is not the reason for being. And I repeat, they said, if rather than focusing our rage and intense anger on each other, we had taken that emotional fuel to our heart's wisdom and waited. And I believe when they say waited, it means they wouldn't take it to their heart's wisdom and not take action immediately, which means not become violent or chaotic immediately. They said, and if had we waited, we would have become transformed by the intensity of peace instead of what once owned us. And what once owned them was power, false power, fear, pressure, illusion, diminishment, and distortion. Anything limiting. I understand this dream in a way, so here's my translation for you, and again, make it your own. And you know, if it doesn't resonate, throw it out. But if it does, there's something here for you. We want our brothers and sisters to know that this awakening, this ascension, and this quickening involves all beings. That means a universal pulse. That means other dimensions as well as this physical dimension. You know, we were created let's say, co-created, regardless of your belief system or your form, created from a place of wisdom, infinite wisdom. Look at how miraculous we are, to the degree that sometimes we act very much the opposite. Do you not know that the same wisdom, the same infinite wisdom that created the miraculousness of the body and of form and the parallel manifestation with Mother Earth? Do you not know the same wisdom can create peace given the tools to do so? And the tools, by the word, the tools to do so, I would say, given the people to do so, at some point or another, in your personal life or in your universal point of view, you become a divine instrument and you are given the opportunity more than once to create peace and to become a divine instrument and tool representing that peace in relationship to all things and all people. Does that mean that you go out and you change everyone's mind? No. It means that in the face of everything you see happening, let them speak of you and they will. You simply choose peace for yourself by just being in it, by allowing yourself to breathe and choose peace and the infinite wisdom of the heart. I invite everyone listening and those who are in the mass consciousness who are not listening but are aware on a soul level that this dialogue is being offered. I invite everyone, if it is of your choosing, to become a divine instrument of peace. And whether it is personal, global, worldly, or universal, the next time you feel the passion of emotion for the wrongdoing upon an innocent being, or the wrongdoing of anything in relationship to your own life, I invite you to take at least 3 days before you act and instead send that energy, that situation, and that intention to your heart's infinite wisdom and let that intelligence be with that quote-unquote problem for 3 days before you act on it, and then see on the third day if you still feel the way you felt on the first. You will find that you end up being your own proof, your own representation of what's possible from you and for you. So at this point in time, I want to thank everyone that's participating, and I also want you to know that you can please call me toll-free, and that number is 1-888-627-6008. Again, toll-free, 888-627-6008. Or locally, 530-327-7602. Again, locally, 530-327-7602. I invite your questions and your comments. Of course I do. This is a dialogue that involves you, and this is also one that embraces you. Let's now talk about this time frame that we are in, It's a pivotal time frame, and yes, all time frames are just as pivotal. However, you might find in your life right now that relationships that have been long-standing are ending. Emotions that have never bothered you or are ones that you can't seem to get away from. Thoughts that you have never thought before or you had control of are constant. Your health has always been strong, and it's now rarely the case. And that your dream state seems to be acting out in all kinds of way. This time frame that we're in is a very intense time. And if you're not feeling the intensity, then bless you. And if you are, bless you too. And know that change is the only constant, and that if you are dwelling in peace, and if you are allowing your being, your mental, emotional, and physical body to embody the feeling of peace, you know, as Greg Braden so eloquently has shared in his body of work, that prayer can also mean, instead of asking to receive, to instead become the water that the land. Oh, it sounds like I have a caller. Are you there? Caller, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Please give me your name.
My name is Diane.
Hi, Diane. What's your question for tonight?
First of all, I wanted to say I really enjoyed the dream, and I love that inspiration to choose peace and be the peacemaker. So thank
you. Oh, I'm so glad.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm sorry, I have a personal question. I've been struggling with my health since the end of March with terrible pain and body stiffness. I've just been in massive pain. It's somewhat improved. And I'm wondering if there's something you could tell me that might help me with the healing. I have been having mild, slow healing. So it's not without hope, but I'm not really living my life.
Absolutely. You know, while you were talking, of course I'm listening, but I'm also talking to your spirit council, which would be your guides, your angels and beings that are with you on this journey and guiding you and speaking through your intuition. What they're telling me, Diane, and this is for you to contemplate only if it resonates, is that for a long time, and especially from your childhood, and possibly areas and times that you don't consciously remember, there were parts of your life that you didn't get your voice heard and that you held your breath, and where there were a lot of known or unknown painful experiences, even if they didn't involve you, but they were around you, where you absorbed other people's stuff, so to speak. And what's happening now to you in this particular year, which is not uncommon, by the way, it's uncomfortable at that, is that your physical body is in a process of letting go. And it means that it's in a process of letting go from each cell in your body, all of the hardship and all of the pain, whether yours or another, and all of the unspoken, unexpressed emotion, so layers and layers, if you will, are being released and let go of. But what happens is as they're released and let go of, they're actually traveling through your entire body on the way out. And so you're dealing with issues like inflammation in the body. You're dealing with issues like circulation issues, breathing issues, oxygenation issues, all kinds of issues that you've never had before or that are amplified now. And the reason they're amplified now is we spoke earlier of this being an intense time of quickening. And so there are many levels on an emotional, spiritual, and even mental level that you've dealt with all of these issues. Do know that even if you have, known or unknown, your physicality, what has housed those issues in the past, is now releasing them along with the higher knowing that you might have already accessed. So the body is in the process of letting go what no longer serves it. Okay? So there is a time frame where all of that toxicity, all of that unexpressed, let's say, swelling in the body, etc., is there as it's on its way out. So what I would say to you is the sickness and pain, etc., all of that has to do with toxicity, old or new, on its way out. And so I would say to you that either you work with a holistic being that can assist you to quicken that process, or and you also communicate verbally to your body where you daily, and if not more often the better, you let your body know, I recognize that it is now your turn to release and let go of what no longer serves me. And so I will assist you in that process, and that means drinking more fluids. It means giving your body green foods. It also means giving your body some aloe vera juice if that works for you. It also means moving away from foods that would create more fat or more swelling. It also means possibly changing your diet temporarily, which you've probably done all of the above, but changing your diet temporarily from foods that have gluten in them to no gluten or less gluten. So I would say to you that for easier explanation, your physical body is going through an allergy attack, and that attack means that your body is all of a sudden allergic to all of the areas that it once could hide, put into a dark corner, or deal with that toxicity. And now with this quickening, with this ascension, which means taking on more light and letting go of the density in your body, which means letting go of anything that's absorbed toxicity, which is denser and heavier, is going to be moving out of your system. So things like acupuncture, acupressure would help. Cranial sacral work would help. Energy work would help. But most importantly, the thing that would help the most is for you to know that this process is on its way out and it is almost over. When I asked your spirit council about a time frame, I'm told that you're in the final stages, your body is, of letting go of what no longer serves it. You can even quicken that process by every day inviting the highest love and the purest love and the highest light, rather, to take the place of the areas in your body that are dealing with and letting go of toxicity. So you're removing...
To take the place of the areas...
Hmm? I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm just repeating. To take the place of the areas...
Where toxicity is being removed.
Thank you.
So you're actually delegating and navigating so you feel like you're in power, and rather, instead of being in power, that you are co-creating with this instead of it being you being owned by it. So you start delegating that this light, that this purity, and that, and literally when you do this, you're sending light, pure light, to these areas that are sore, that are hurting, that are in pain, to soothe, and use the word soothe, to soothe the areas of my body that have been holding pain. You also want to, if it resonates only, see yourself complete, whole, and perfect. Okay, so by doing that, I mean visualizing or intending through your spoken word that my body is through its process. I honor the process. I thank that the process was done, because in actuality, it's a healing process. It's a rebirth. It's an awakening. And I thank the light and the love that I now define myself as, and that my cells have gone from distorted to whole and perfect. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm being told that in the next 2 months, you'll experience more relief, and by the last month, you'll be done with the process altogether. Now, here's the key. For you to not recreate this again, you want to speak the truth when you feel it. you want, even if you're writing it down for yourself, you want to stop hiding in plain view and choose love for yourself. When I say stop hiding in plain view, I mean allow yourself to see or to feel or to intend that it is your birthright to choose the route that you want to take in your life and how you want to express it, how you want all things and people in your life to be in relationship to you, but most importantly, how you want to be in relationship to yourself. And that is very loving. This process that you've been through has been a life changer, and you'll never relate to yourself the way you used to again, only better.
Nice.
So, Diane, you have everything that you need within you to honor the process. Don't try and stop it entirely, because you don't want to keep that in that toxicity in your system. But you can soothe the process and help it through all the different modalities that I've given you and those that will come after from your guides and angels. But know that this process that you have been on is one that 95% of humanity is experiencing. I do readings all over the world 7 days a week, and I do mean all over the world with a translator. And 95% of humanity is dealing with physical issues that they've either never dealt with before or that are amplified and they feel overwhelmed. So you're not alone.
Thank you. And you said, I think you said 2 more months. I missed that part.
Yeah, 2 more months that you'll continue to experience feeling better. And by the end of the 3rd month, you will be completely healed.
Okay.
Now, well, when you drink water or fluids, make sure that you allow yourself from a loving place to set an intention in that water. That as I drink this liquid light, so to speak, it will soothe my body in its entirety. As it moves through my entire body, it will act like a soothing liquid light and replace all of the heat in my body.
Okay.
I wrote that down. Did I answer all your questions?
You certainly did, and I really appreciate your light and your love and your beautiful intuition. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bless you. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. I guess my dog wanted to say hello because he's so
lovely. Well, hello to your 4-legged. Bye.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm honored to, and bless all those around you as well.
Thank you. Many blessings to you, Cynthia. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So I thank Diane so much for calling in and for having a question, and one that I can only hope that has answered questions for many beings that are listening, many people, and for her doggies. You have piped up. And you know, the animal kingdom, God bless you from head to toe, and each little tiny fur on your body, or if you, every tiny feather on your wings, your forms, God bless you for reminding us of what's possible, for being a distraction when we need one, for being a constant, unconditional support of love. For being so cute that no matter what we're going through, that when we look at you, our hearts just melt into love. For being a constant presence, and especially in my life, of beings that are not only here to shine their light as well and to have their experience, but to also be a support system for all of us. And a reminder to us of what's possible. I know that my beings have been that, and I am eternally ongoing now and forever grateful, starting at my first life all the way through. So if you gained something from tonight, I am ecstatic and honored, and I invite you to make it your own and to know that you're not alone and you are magnificent and that you have what it takes within you and around you. And do know that my dream in its entirety will be posted on my website, which is Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Sloan, spelled S as in Sam, L-O-N, the number 9.com. I do have a blog, and I invite you to join it. I delight every day in being given the opportunity to share. And if you'd like to send me an email, it's C as in cat, Y as in yes, S or N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, 999@gmail.com. And if you'd like to phone me, it's 503-347-6766. And as we come to the close of this show, I remind you once again, you are co-created from a place of infinite wisdom. Do you not know the same infinite wisdom can create peace given the tools to do so? And the tools can be replaced with given the people to do so. So I thank you for your delicious time and your interest, and I invite you to look within and to really call forth the tools that reside and live within you that you were born with. And you can find what those are by realizing what you don't have in your life and then requesting the energy of that very thing to be present and made available to you. And you will see that that will be so. Walk in loving light. This is Cynthia Sloan, and as always, only if it resonates, make it your own.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge bringing humanity closer to truth. Radio.